Blog Talk Radio.
They tell this.
Yeah. Scooch.
Trap nap, now I'm back at it. I'm addicted to the trap, I'm a trap addict. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. Trap nap, now I'm back at it. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. I'm back at it, got the trap jumping. Since a baby been in love with that cash money. Can't nobody out trap me, I'm a trap junkie. You can't whip it like I whip it, you a crash dummy. No, I ain't got no Snapchat. Absolutely no recording where I trap at. Unless we in the studio and that's a trap exact. All my traps doing number, check the trap stats. Yes, I'm always on the grind, nigga. Playing games, I ain't even got time, nigga. Hating is a crime, nigga. Mind your business, stay the fuck up out of mind, nigga. I got what you need, I keep though. Trapper of the year, yeah, that's me, ho. I don't never sleep, I blink slow. That's a trap nap, bitch, if you ain't know. Trap nap, now I'm back at it. I'm addicted to the trap, I'm a trap addict. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. Trap nap, now I'm back at it. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it.
Cup licking like I sold 50 bricks. I lost a million on the Falcons, but they missed the shit. Talk nasty to your chick, cause I'm filthy rich. I had to text her baby daddy, come and get the bitch. Call me East Atlanta Santa on my business shit. Put that Rolls Royce truck on my Christmas list. I try to make a snort at all, I need a witness, bitch. I'm serving so much lean, you lose your kidneys quick. I woke up in a dun, then I jumped in a Wraith. Next time I piss in a cup, I'm throwing the shit in their face. I'm trying to run the money up while I'm still standing in place. I went to sleep in the A, but I woke up in L.A. Scooch!
Trap nap, now I'm back at it. I'm addicted to the trap, I'm a trap addict. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. Trap nap, now I'm back at it. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. All I do is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it.
Hey, y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV, all that great stuff. We in the building, man, for another Fresh Friday, man. Definitely. That's Friday, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, we got a full show for y'all, man. I got my topic, man, what I'm tripping on today. I got the question of the night. I got music. I got entertainment. Talk about some sports. We can get into a lot of things that happened over the couple of weekends. We got stuff that want to tell you how that's coming up on OG with OG Radio. We got things that's coming up about, you know, businesses and everything else in between that, man. So also artists, man. Definitely, y'all can call in 516-666-9826 if y'all got a song on OG Radio y'all want me to play it, man. We doing a request hour as well, man. So we taking our requests, man. If your song, let me repeat this, if your artist song is on OG Radio, we're going to play it. If you know an artist that you rock with, your favorite artist, your cousin, auntie, uncle, whoever it is that do music, and they got music on OG Radio, and you know it, let me know. We're going to play it. Don't call and ask me to play nothing main, nothing, you know what I'm saying, that Power 92 and all I'm playing. I'm not throwing shade at nobody. This is just strictly because this is my radio show is for independent artists. Not saying no other radio station does this. But tonight, if you know that you have somebody that got their music on OG Radio and you want to hear it, feel free to call in. You know what I'm saying? 516-666-9826. And make sure y'all tell me the song and the artist and y'all shout out, man. That's what we do here at LG Radio. I just got done playing the drum for my boy Mello the Gutter Man called Trap Nap featuring Gucci Man. Shout out to Mello the Gutter Man, man. Always doing big things, always supporting OG Radio. We appreciate it 110%, man. Like I said, man, we got a lot of stuff to tell y'all what I'm tripping on tonight. So I'm going to get to that a little bit later. We're going to play some music. We're going to chill out. Y'all going to hang out with me, man. It's Friday night. I know right before y'all get ready to hit the clubs or parties or wherever y'all going, man. I'm glad y'all hanging out with OG Radio, me, myself, and my whole team. I appreciate y'all 130% because without y'all ain't no me. Now, all that good stuff. So what I'm tripping on is people who, because it's happening at work. It was funny, but it happened. It wasn't funny, but it happened at work. So what I'm tripping on is people who always have to announce everything that they're doing. What I'm tripping on, it's certain stuff that you keep to yourself, you know what I'm saying? It's certain things that you tell you and your significant other or who and whoever you're dealing with about certain things you do. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's TMI, too much information for your coworkers to know that you did something at the crib or at whatever you was at. I don't want to know that. Some stuff I ain't trying to hear. It's not because I hate you. It's because that ain't none of my damn business. And it's vaguely weird that you ask a question like you asked the question too. Now, it's in that scenario for you. So, now, mind you, I'm telling y'all this just because this was told to me. So I came back in my office, where I work at, and they was like, yo, can I ask you a serious question? Now, off the top, when somebody say, can I ask you a serious question, you already know it's an issue. So I'm like, go ahead, shoot, bro. Yeah, go ahead. So the man says, one of my coworkers asked me, he say, when is the last time that you went to the bathroom and you had the number one fellas? It's like a fellas thing. You had to do number one. And you dropped your pants, shorts, whatever, to the ground like a five-year-old and just handled your business. Now, my response was drunk or sober. And he said, sober. I said, never. Since I've been grown, I ain't never did that. Maybe when you, like, from the age of 3 to about 5, you do that. Until you realize you ain't got to drop your pants all the way to the ground and take care of your functions. Now, for me, I'm trying to figure out why he even asked us this. Because I'm like, yo, that's a little off to me. Why are you going to ask me something like that? It's all fellas. And why are you going to ask all fellas in a group of fellas about a situation about you dropping your pants to your ankles and going and taking a leak in the bathroom? Like, you grown as heck and you wasn't drunk. So, yeah, that's two red flags. But anyway, man, that's too much information, man. Like, real talk. Nobody asked him questions like that. And I don't know why he would ask the question, but I left it alone after that because it was just way less for me and I wasn't really. I kept it moving. I had to go leave the office, go back to my desk, and act like I was doing something totally different because not doing that. Like, that's just off. Like, what the hell is that? But, yeah, man, I don't be understanding. I don't be knowing. But it just, that's what I deal with at my JLB. Some people just be, they be with it. So I'm going to get some more music. I'm going to come back with my question of the day. I'm going to post my question of the day on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever I can post it. So y'all stay tuned for my question of the night. Y'all respond to my question of the night right now. I'm getting to the Austin Poe Love Me Live right here, OG Radio, man. Let's get it.
I'll take you there, but I'm still here. Want you, lay you, attraction. It happens from the stimulation. What gotcha? Think I got caught up in the rapture. Converse over the food and the laughter. Can't tell me what we after. Think I should've stepped into it like a capper. Not sucking and talking. It happens often. Next thing, dirty touch just like a pastor. Can you feel your heartbeat? To hear your heart speak? To lay you down on them soft sheets. Good thread count to make the bed. Bet you got me up like morning coffee. Hit the love for the lust when our body's touching. You say you can't get enough. I know your mind racing, but I'm staying patient. I'm free, letting words, should I give it up? Think we move too fast. Sorry, sound like your typical past. I'm not that bad. I'm just going through the thoughts of the other chicks that I had. Am I delusional? Hard picked up the syndrome of fear of losing you. Every day they're twisting and turns, trying to figure it out like a Rubik's Cube. On another note, I like your smile and a venomous rage. Give me that comfort, I'm here to stay. And I won't renege like I'm playing spades. One day, maybe we could be Beyonce and Jay. Passport trips when we go play. Only thing left for me to go say, say, say. Your neck is sweet like honeydew, let it drip drop. Got me intoxicated like a honey proof. Things that I go running to like a mic check and a 1-2. And I'm saying way when it comes to you. I'm just kicking game, no kung fu. Same love so it gets deep. I get her wet when she hear me speak. Two fingers like a hippie bee or three words just to keep the peace. Which one am I choosing? Temptation got me losing. So I keep you up in that passenger seat every time I'm cruising. Yeah, that body works, but it's more than that. Like friendship and them fun facts. Them long nights I didn't hold back. I locked down, no low jack. Good God. Take a lifetime to go find that. Needed space so I had to leave, but gravity pulled me right back. Cold feet can't ice that. I kiss you, you bite back. Makeup sex is so good, you know it's niggas like that. Came back and you like that. You not alone, no Mike Jack. Next time I won't have to think twice when I say that. That. For the feel, for the touch, for the love, for the lust, for us. Sometimes I take it there.
Bitch, I'm off the chain. never meant to make you walk like that. Yeah. But all this time you holding me back. Yeah. You are the one who begged for this. All in my face and I can't resist. Yeah. Cause she go AWOL. Girl, you know this is A1. Told her get down and just sang on it. Can't wait another minute, I ain't got no patience. Long as I die, you gon' learn today. Alright, alright, alright. She want me to fuck her like she's in a straight jacket. Give her that crazy, crazy, crazy. She says me like I'm in a jacket. She like that crazy mess would be breaking. She just wanna climb the wall while I take her down. She just wanna scream on top of all the love. She loves that crazy. Danger zone when I'm in the zone. Do my full demolition to the Mars and all. Stop banging on, yeah. No, we knocking over furniture, yeah. Got you coming like I'm calling you. Rain like the forest do. Girl, you know how we do. When it's me and you, I'm keeping you till you go AWOL. Girl, you know this is A1. Tell her get done and just hang on it. Ain't got another minute, I ain't got no patience.
I love the in and out, I'ma throw you off the balcony. Better never get that with me. And let's not start the interrogations, cause I'm hard to lie with no restorations. And it's too much crime with no conciliation. What's on my mind? Resuscitation. Cause I'm about to kill this nigga by town. Better home, tell her quitter, but instead he quit. I got him going all crazy when I pull up. Make him wanna choke you, mace you. Grab you by the tie, had a po-po search you. Tell him it was self-defense, plead the fifth. Grab a fifth, bad and mad, one straight to nine. What a glass of wine, I ignore the sound. Cause damn you fam, but baby you be out.
Your love, it's your touch, it's the way that you walk. It's your lips, it's your eyes, it's the way that you talk. Can we just spread free? A strong mind, but you made me weak. Sometimes we hold on just to let go. If you love me, why don't need so much for fairy tales? This is my last farewell to love. I miss your kiss, your touch, and I love the love we make. Love when you push my buttons. Thin line between love and hate.
Question of the night, posted on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm posting on Snapchat in a minute, probably like that as well, too. So keep a look for that, man. Right now, man, you know, we talking sports. Just some updates on what's going on in the sports world right now. The Clippers and the Denver Nuggets just got started in the first quarter. 17-14 Clippers. I'm surprised that Kawhi Leonard is playing. He's been on this real stringent workload or work management situation, whatever. The Suns are like they're about to lose to the Timberwolves, 117-111. My Bulls, they lost 124-110 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I already know people thinking like the Oklahoma City Thunder, yes, they are young as ever, but them bad boys, they play hard. They're a good young team, and they definitely do their thing out here. They got some nice pieces on their team. They got SGA, and they got Giddy. So they got some young talent that's really balling for them. They really playing hard. They really out here going crazy. Got to give them some respect. Got to show them some love. Bulls, we ready with injuries. We ain't got no DeRozan not playing. Don't nobody know when Lonzo Ball coming back, even though he posted a Twitter thing about him working out. He still looked like he's running with a limp, so that don't even look good to me. I mean, yeah, he dunking the ball, but you can clearly see when he jumped on that treadmill, he was running with a limp. So clearly he ain't nowhere near close to doing anything. That dunk was just a dunk. I mean, you six, whatever. But I just wish him the best. Wish him, you know, a recovery. Hope he come back this year, because, like I said, man, the longer you sit out, the longer you do not have value to a team. That goes with anybody and everybody. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Like I said, man, basketball, there's a lot of basketball games going on right now, man. The Knicks beat the Wizards 112-108. The Warriors beat the Spurs 144-113. The Rockets and the Kings are still playing. They tied up at 21. And yeah, man. Anybody that watched the national championship game and you're a football fan and you love the game and all that good stuff, us that are football fanatics, us who have played the game of football, us who coach the game of football, we can't explain that neither. What we can say is, Georgia really showed who they was. Let's put that to a head. Georgia showed that the SEC is the strongest conference. The Big Ten is an okay conference. We the Big Ten is a good conference. The Big 12, I mean, TCU, you showed up for the Big 12. You upset at the Big Ten, so kudos to y'all. Ohio State, you played an amazing game against Georgia. Couple calls, could have went either way, you know what I'm saying? Like, for my eyes, I saw it going either way with that last couple of calls. And y'all played a good game. Ohio State, y'all played an amazing game. For people to say that y'all didn't deserve to be there, y'all played a way better game than Michigan did. And Michigan, y'all blew out Ohio State, so that says a lot. That y'all will blow out Ohio State because, yeah, I already know how that is. That's a rivalry game. Y'all put so much into it. But when you get to the college football playoffs for the second year in a row and don't get out the first round, and then now it's going to be 12 teams, y'all in trouble. Because on any given night, you could be beat by any team. And, so college football is spending the 12 teams. Really, that's crazy. But, hey, that's what it is, man. To be honest, that's really what it is. And, college football, y'all had a good run, whatever like that, which I want to say. But, I mean, at the same time, man. So, like I said, man, it's a lot of it's playoff weekend. So, for people who love the NFL has two games Saturday, three games Sunday, and one game on Monday. So, I'm going to get right into it. Seattle Seahawks, who get in the playoffs, playing the 49ers, which should be a good game, man. Shout out to Geno Smith. I just want to say this personally, man, for people who wrote him off, he had one of the best lines I've heard, and I'm probably going to use it once or twice in my life. She asked him, how do you feel about the people who wrote you off? And his only reply was, I ain't right back. That's what I'm talking about. Tell him how you really feel, Geno. But they play the 49ers. I think the 49ers are a 9-point favorite. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely a game to watch. That will be on at 3:30 on Fox. Then after that, you got the Chargers and the Jaguars, which today is dubbing this game the all-time hair game because of the two quarterbacks, Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence. The Chargers are the favorite going into this game, but the Jaguars, man, like I said, when you play a team that's been playing and playing and playing and consistently getting better every week, that's the Jacksonville Jaguars. I know people are like, oh, they won games that didn't matter. Oh, no, they won the games that did matter because they're 9-8. They're playing the 10-7 Chargers. That could go any way. That come on at 7:15. Then Sunday you have the Dolphins and the Bills. Now, I personally picking the Bills because they're a 14-point favorite. Due to everything that happened in the last few weeks with that Bills team, with DeMar Hamlin, first of all, prayer is real. Prayer is real. Prayer is real. Praying is real. Prayer works. It's real. It really works. Prayer is amazing. To see everything DeMar Hamlin went through from the injury all the way up to him now being discharged out of the hospital completely, still going through rehab, still getting checked up daily, everything that happened. But the fact he went from literally not being here to the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals medical team, these are something way better than just a standing ovation. I understand that's their job. That's what they're trained to do. They prepare for those situations. But when that situation happened, everybody saw what was going on with that. The players, that they broke down in tears. I know a lot of people was kind of talking crazy about them or whatever, about, you know, stuff like that. But to see the medical people do their job, step up, just act, just react. They just went into, all right, it's time for us to work. And for them to just be able to bring, honestly, seriously, bring him back to life. Like, seriously, real talk. Like, he was not breathing, no pulse. Like, they did their job. Like, that's what they trained to do, and they did it to perfection. And everybody said, oh, you can't be perfect. No, they were perfect. The Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals medical teams, they were perfect that night. The EMT people who was in the ambulance, they were perfect. The medical staff in Cincinnati to get him back to where he is, the Buffalo people that checked, everybody in that situation for him to be where he is and walking around right now, they were perfect at what they did. Speaking of all that, I got the Bills winning that game. That's just what I'm saying. I know I went a little long with that. Also, we have the Giants and the Vikings. Now, this is a toss-up for me because this is really going to be which quarterback makes the least mistake game, like, to be honest. Like, which quarterback ain't going to F it up? Which quarterback going to stay solid, play their game, do whatever? And which defensive coordinator got to get a better game plan for the star player? I expect Justin Jefferson to do the thing. I expect Saquon Barkley to have a good game, but I expect them to make Daniel Jones beat them. So, as with this, it's going to be 8-man front. Let's have to figure that out. They have Minnesota, a 3-point favorite, which is shocking to me, but okay. Then you have the Ravens and the Bengals. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I got the Bengals in there because they are touchdown and a half favorite, Cincinnati. But I just feel like with the Ravens, everybody talking about Lamar Jackson not playing, I feel like that injury was more worse than what it really was. And I knew he wasn't gonna play once you said it was a knee, and he wasn't taking those snaps. So, like I said, man, it's just a long situation, Lamar Jackson and the money situation, and seeing that they play Roquan and he a former Bear, so shout out to him for getting his bread. But the Ravens, y'all wildin', y'all gonna give a mug who only been there a couple months that bag, and Lamar Jackson been doing all this stuff for y'all, and y'all ain't even, you know what I'm saying, however that's gonna go. But at the end of the day, I do got the Bengals winning that. I could be wrong, could be an upset. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you, I could be upset. Like, the Giants game, the Giants could win that. The Ravens could pull something out their ass and win that game. So you never know what happens. And then you got the Cowboys versus the Buccaneers. Now, I know a lot of people love Tom Brady. Y'all Tom Brady fans, all that good stuff. Cowboys, I'll tell y'all right now, y'all lose this game, I can't wait to turn on the First Take to watch Stephen A. Smith act a fool. Because I know he's going to act a fool. I know Stephen A. Smith can't wait to see Cowboys lose. Now, me, I really hope the Cowboys do win. Not because I like the Cowboys, because I want to see Tom Brady lose. I ain't no hate. I'm just saying, like, everybody puts emphasis on Tom Brady, and he's not been the Tom Brady of the past. So, I mean, people always, you know, showing love to Tom Brady, but I feel like, he ain't been playing like Tom Brady, so it is what it is. But he get a pass going to Skip Bayless. But I ain't even going to get into Skip Bayless right now because, yeah, he wilding. And until he apologized completely to Shannon Sharp, I ain't rocking with him. I don't care if y'all might say a stage or whatever y'all want to say. I don't feel that way. So, it is what it is. But let me know who y'all got picked. Let me know what y'all got going on with this sports situation. So, like I said, Seattle and 49ers, Chargers and Jaguars, Dolphins and Bills, Giants, Vikings, Ravens, Bengals, Cowboys, Buccaneers. So, like I said, man, we got a good night of football starting tomorrow and ending on Monday. Best believe I'll be back Friday with a wrap-up and all that great, amazing stuff. So right now, man, y'all know what I'm going to do, get back to some more music. And I'm going to come back with my topic of the night a little bit after a couple more tracks, man. So y'all keep it locked to OG Radio. It's your boy, Mr. AK. OG Radio, man, we in here doing what we do the best. Keep it locked, man. This is what we do here at OG Radio. You know what I mean?
Do what you say. I'm like, shorty, let me run you by my only vice. It got to do a lot, and it ain't nothing nice. So what you saying? Do it. Look, I think I like you when you like me. We didn't know it. Lying in bed, so polite, very heroic. You meant more, but I couldn't tell, so didn't show it. You went the way I wanted you more, that's when to grow it. I wanted to be your man, I ain't out here trying to control it. You left the window open, guess I'm just still in the moment. And who would've thunk to give it away, somebody own it. I'm headed to the gym right now, who's the opponent? Dr. Ruff, the nigga was stuck, should've cloned it. You smell good, rolling backward, I can't condone it. No cologne, my ex body wash. You all alone with her bones hit. We creating a life to build a home with. Raindrops, rain on top, sugar coated. Her photos, the best logos, I should promote it. And you feel good, tongue overlapping, the way she roll it. I open in a package of love before I fold it. What you saying? Say that. Right. Yeah. Like, shorty, let me run you by my only vice. It got to do a lot of loving, and it ain't nothing nice. So what you saying? Well, say that. Yeah, don't tell me that this just isn't true, because I wrote it. If anything ever happened, I want you to know it. I try to clean you up even when you was getting messy. Your cousin told brother and Jesse, that's kind of petty. And I admit that just walking in, I wasn't ready. But willing to sacrifice for the moment if you let me. Good morning, I text you at 4 like, hello darling. Is this your day off? If so, you make me want to call in. 3 post chicks can't match you in performance. We're calling me now, most times I just ignore it. Carry my name, simple and plain, just be my missus. Love you for life, that's eternal, hugs and kisses. And when I'm on the road, no concern with other bitches. Treat others as you wanna be treated, I ain't malicious. Got the main freak of the week, that's little vicious. Good head plus bed and breakfast was so delicious. What you saying? Say that. Do it. Make it. I'm like, shorty, let me run you by my only vice. It got to do a lot to cut, and then it ain't nothing nice. So what you saying? You say that. Let's go.
Black. What about Donnie and Luke? The niggas that taught us the don'ts and the do's. The ball like the Lakers with gators for shoes. Got every color, three piece in the suit. Especially the blue. OGs and the bosses. To be it, they pay with the courses. Every dealer a coke killer. Daily you dead where the moss is. Let me show you where the plug at. Where the hoes and the drugs at. But watch what you say, them niggas to pray. They wiring shit with the bug tap. To lay you flat be the mission. Don't come around here if you slipping. Cause my city quick with the jump. But like 94 and they pimping. We like to show what we mention. So you never doubt if we did it. When my niggas die hard, fried hard, mouths all stripping. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. I want the fat, make it greasy. And I'll bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with a nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking it's sweet. 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 Your father don't show. Down by the corner they post with Frankie and BD and Mo. The college tuition a white. Graduation the end of the night. Where the coppers be flexing. You could be next to get snitched by a worker or hype. Told you I don't know nothing, no capping. Say you want what we get action. Say you want what we get goon. But watch it now, Junior, be cool. This ain't the shit in cartoon. Think I'm lying, nigga, wrong move. These little niggas thought six figures was really the lick till they hit the news. Now they grandmama crying, they missing you. Granddaddy flatter a tissue. Yo, chillin's a villain, they sick from the villain. They're killing the villain that picked you. When they walk in them shoes, better fit. And you better come with the shit. Cause it's niggas that sitting for getting a ticket for every young nigga they hit. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with a nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking it's sweet. Sweet. Sweet.
just live my life with him.
Yeah, I know it is. That was my girl, Bridget Sharice. Happy birthday to Bridget Sharice. Birthday of the weekend. Also, happy birthday to her manager, Reese. Shout out to both of y'all, man. Y'all have fun. Y'all be safe on y'all birthday weekend. So, I'm going to get to my topic of the night. like I said, man, y'all know I don't care. I say what I want to on my show. I do what I want to. like I said, I always have a topic of the night, man. You know, I keep it a buck all the time. So, you know, question of the night on OG Radio is, when do you tip at every restaurant you sit down and eat at? And if you do, how much? So anytime you go to a restaurant, rather, you know what I'm saying, sit down restaurant from either, whether it's Chili's, IHOP, the downtown upscale joints, you know what I'm saying? Wherever you go, even if it's like, you know how you go to like Subway or Panera Bread or whatever, they got the little tip jar, whatever like that. Do you tip? And if you do tip, how much? Okay. So I got a thing to where, no, actually, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't got a thing to nothing. So due to the fact that I do go out to eat a lot, you know, me and my lady go out to eat a lot. The way I tip is the way I tip is depending on the service I get, you know what I'm saying? Now fellas, ladies, like when y'all going on date night, whatever like that, fellas, do you tip according to the service, or do you tip according to what your girl tell you to tip, or your wife, or your fiance, whatever you and your significant other stage in your relationship, y'all at. So do you tip according to what she tells you to tip, and you just shut the fuck up and tip whatever she tell you to tip, or do you tip according to the service? I'm talking about like sit down restaurants like Papa Do's, like Gibson's, like the Chop, all these little, you know, downtown restaurants, wherever you go to eat at, you know, whatever city you at. Me personally, I tip according to service. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I tip according to service. I'm gonna keep it a whole buck. I tip according to the service. I'm saying, like, if your service was good, you had a, you know what I'm saying, you had a smile on your face, you was upbeat, you know, you know what I'm saying, you did your thing. You know what I'm saying? You did your thing. You know what I'm saying? You come back and you refill my water at a decent enough time to where I ain't eating my steak or eating pork chop and my mouth dry as hell, Sierra Desert, and you done walked past me 14 times and you ain't came down once to refill my water and I'm over there dry mouthing it, or you ain't refilled whatever beverage I had at the time. So then I don't give a shit. Now, if you ain't did all that, then you got a fucking problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, how do y'all tip according to, you know what I'm saying, like, who y'all with? You know what I'm saying? If you in the big group, do everybody tip? Like, let's say if y'all in the group, it's like 10, 15 of y'all. Do everybody tip? Or do one person tip and everybody else say, fuck it, when y'all tipping? Now, fellas, when you out with your lady, do you tip according to what she tell you to tip? Or do you be like a stand-up nigga and you be like, I'm going to tip when the fuck I want to, because depending on what the service is? Now, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, y'all might agree. Like, sometimes she might tell you, you might want to tip the $5. And she might tell you to tip the $5, and you might be like, I ain't paying the $5 because, you know what I'm saying, the waitress or the waiter done walked past you 19 times. She ain't refill your water. She ain't refill your drink. Your girl want another drink or whatever she drinking, an apple martini or something like that, and she don't get a refill. Or y'all eating y'all food, and y'all don't get no refill on y'all water, and y'all damn near done with y'all food, and y'all don't get shit else. Or she come to y'all with an attitude. And you like, oh, so she gonna have an attitude off GP, so I ain't tipping about $3. But I'm just saying, it just all depends on how y'all feel when y'all come about the tipping. Now, I know some people who are generous. They'll just tip the 20 just because they got it like that. Some people will tip the $10 because they're like, all right, man, you know, the person may be going through life struggles and they may have a couple babies or whatever like that. But you don't know their story, so you just can't automatically think everybody that's working at that job like, got a fucked up life. Some of them might just be going through college, you know what I'm saying? You may catch that vibe or whatever else like that. Or they just might really have good service. Like, they really might come through and they do their shit. They might come through and they might really come in there and they may suggest something like a certain food, or they might suggest a certain side dish, or they give you their opinion on the side. Like, you go to, like, a restaurant. I'm just throwing it out there. Y'all go to Gibson's or wherever y'all go to. And, you know what I'm saying, somewhere you ain't never been in. I don't know, shit, everybody ain't been everywhere. But you go somewhere, and you don't really know the menu like that. So you ask the waiter or a waitress, like, so what you prefer? And if they say, whatever, they don't really give a fuck. They're like, order this motherfucker and let's roll. Now, you may get the other motherfuckers who be like, oh, yeah, I prefer the macaroni and cheese over the mashed potatoes, or, you know what I'm saying, the mixed vegetables, they good as shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, they know, like, hey, let me be as nice as possible. Now, some people that be working at these restaurants be having a fucking attitude. So I feel like, fuck them. You gonna have an attitude, you just lost your tip. Don't think you finna have an attitude with me and talk shit, and then don't come back and refill my water, and then feel like your black ass deserves a $9 tip. You ain't did shit. Now, don't get me wrong. I know a lot of people be mad when they get a big-ass party. People, and it's like 19 motherfuckers, and they get $5. Now, I agree with you on that one. I feel the same way. If I was working hard and it's a table of 19 people, and you got $5 out of everybody, like, no. I ain't talking about $5 from each person. I'm talking about $5. Just $5, and that's it. So, I mean, like, no, I'm being, like, you know, because I'm just saying, like, you know, just asking a question. OG Radio, what's up? Now, question of the night is, do you tip? And if you do tip, do you tip according to the service, or do you tip just because you're a nice person? So you ain't giving out a dollar? Are you married? So does your wife allow you just to tip a dollar and keep it moving? Oh. Also, with y'all, also y'all rated on the service. I agree with that. But she cool with you just tipping that dollar. Oh, I like that strategy. So basically what y'all saying is y'all start at like $10, y'all both give out five apiece, but then y'all deduct throughout the night depending on how they act. Y'all might be on some shit because I'm going to start doing that too. Like start at 10 and deduct from their shit as they fuck up. Hey, shit, that may work. I call it from L.A. I appreciate y'all, man. All right. Oh, man. Hey, you know what? They got a good idea, man. Start at a certain price and work your way down if they fuck up. I'm with that for real. Start at a price and work your way the fuck down. I'm with that. So, hey, yeah, I'm with that, too. But we finna get some more music, man. I'm going to be back. We're going to continue to talk about this topic, man. You know what I'm saying? Do you tip? How you tip? Whatever else like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get to the gym for my girl, Tifa. Shout out to Tifa. She been holding OG Radio down. She been supporting us, man. She been rocking with us, all that good shit. So this joint right here is called Fire from Tifa. Fire right here, OG Radio, man. Let's get it.
I'm from the city where they always do their best to try and try ya. Everywhere the bitches try to go, I go on higher. God strike me down right now, if I'm a liar. Oh, you think you hot? Well, Tifa on fire. I'm on fire. Fire. I'm on fire. Yeah. Tifa shine at night like the candle dawn. Think you hotter than the queen? That's a scandal run. Big interest grow, money grow and the growing. I visit Earth time to understand the human. We so loud, it's like an argument. With that AC in your window, it must be hard to vent. Every time you're hating on me, it's like a compliment. I barely even know this shit, I'm really on the continent. Oh, you think you mastered your bars? Money faster than ours. I don't even fuck with half of these bras. Say you get 50 stash in the jar, then why at night you ride with a purple mustache on front of your car? You know my name, ho. T-double-E-F-A, ho. Best shit 5-0, that's how the gang go. All rock the same outfit like plain clothes. All hang out, now they all got the same flow. I'm from the city where they always do their best to try to try it. Everywhere the bitches try to go, I gone higher. You be acting, doing way too much, John Cryer. Oh, you on a hot reel, I'ma take it higher. Flower got me singing to a everything Mariah. My guys calling Richard, everybody got a pride. God strike me down right now if I'm alive. Oh, you think you hot? Well, Tifa on fire. Can't you see? I'm living fancy free. I'm a brand new me. Understand me, G? I be like, don't you know? This shit is hopeless, bro. I got the dopest flow. This shit remote control. Oh, Tifa spazzing at my happy people. Keep on asking. Fire breathing. I'm a dragon. You gon' need an aspirin. She be gassing. I'm a classic. Double G in fashion. Downhill like a nigga trying to ski an Aspen. Mommy, dearest back. Call me Betty Davis. Do you dirty as fuck? Plus, I'm a heavy favorite. I'm in the hood, riding through it, and I'm devastated. It's all good. You tried to pull it. You just never made it. I'm from the city where they always do their best to try to try it. Everywhere the bitches tried to go, I gone higher. You be acting, doing way too much, John Cryer. Oh, you on a hot reel? I'ma take it higher. Flower got me singing to an everything Mariah. My guys calling Richard. Everybody got a pride. God strike me down right now if I'm alive. Oh, you think you hot? Well, Tifa on fire. On fire. I'm on fire. Fire.
Yeah. Fire. Hey, I know this is with Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV, man, like I said. Man, I appreciate all y'all who tune in to my show, man. I appreciate everybody who rock with me. I appreciate everybody who just continuously hold down OG Radio, man. Like, real, for real, for real, for real, man. I definitely appreciate y'all, man. Like, for real. And, like I said, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Before I go, man, I got a couple of announcements I want to make, man. Like, as everybody know, man, Music for Love Volume 5 is dropping, man, February 14th. Definitely be on the lookout for that, man. We definitely got a lot of things coming up. I want y'all to be a part of, rocking with me and all that. Also, man, I'm going to let y'all know right now, man, I am currently bringing back merchandise. Shirts, hoodies. Yeah, definitely. Shirts and hoodies, man. They're coming soon, man. OG Radio shirts, hoodies. I listen to OG Radio shirts is coming back. I just linked up with a good company who is going to bless me and make sure I get these orders out, man, to where I'm not just... It'll be easier for y'all to get these shirts straight up and down, man. I'm blessed to be able to bring these shirts back. Blessed to be able to even, like, create an online store so it's easy for y'all to get them to where there's just an easy system for y'all to get these shirts. I'm going to come up with more designs for these shirts, man. I'm going to come up with more schemes, more logos for these. More colors, man, definitely I'm gonna do my thing, man, and be on the lookout for that in the next coming months. OG Radio online store, we will have merchandise, we have t-shirts, we have hoodies. That's what we're starting off with, because I know it's the winter time. So hoodies gonna really be the thing. Be on the lookout for those, man. Sherman down, man, I definitely appreciate y'all. On that note, it was a hard road to bring back the merchandise. And I mean, tell y'all, man, I worked so damn hard to get the merchandise back for OG Radio, man. So I can't wait to flex this hoodie. I don't think I'm playing. I can't wait to flex this hoodie. I'm a flex this hoodie. but seriously, though, man, be partnering with a company, being able to get these shirts and these hoodies out with the ease of fashion. It's been a hard road to get these hoodies back rolling, find a company that's going to support what I'm doing, t-shirts. Just the clothing line, man. I'm ready to bring it back, man. I'm ready to for people to be able to get these shirts, and it's easier for me to give it to y'all, man. That's definitely number one goal for me, man. Definitely what I've been striving for. It's been a hard road, but I'm back at it doing what I want to do. I'm really going to push my brand to the 100th power. I'm all gas, no brakes on that situation. Also, man, shout out to the parlay too, man. Shout out to Javonte Davis winning his fight. The parlay covered it, man. We definitely did our thing as a team, as a whole, as a community, as a squad. We did work, man. I'm proud of what I do. I'm definitely proud of what I do. And that's what it is. So definitely that's what it is, and that's what we're doing, man. I'm really back to doing that, man. Shout out to the Parlay, our OG Radio sponsor. Yes, I do have a sponsor for OG Radio. The Parlay, hosted by Kendall Gill, 14-year NBA vet Kendall Gill, man, from Chicago, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him, man. Definitely appreciate him. Shout out to T-Lo. Shout out to the whole team, man. Appreciate y'all supporting OG Radio, what we do. Me and my boy TJ got some things coming up too, TJ Orm, man. We doing some things too. So it's a lot of stuff coming up soon for OG Radio and everybody who support us, man. We appreciate y'all. I'm 1,000%, man. Like I said, it's just a little bit of what we do, man. And I'm proud that we do it. I'm glad that people support what we do, you know. And, that's what it is, man. We got a lot of stuff coming up. We got a lot of stuff that we're doing. Like I said, the mixtape, we're going to drop the mixtape in February 14th, Valentine's Day. We definitely going to get that rolling. So the graphic designs will be in soon. I will be posting posting the mixtape cover. So once y'all see the mixtape cover, man, I'm going to have a big post. I'm going to do an Instagram live situation, man, where I'm going to link with some people, man, and we're going to get this thing rolling. You know what I'm saying? Get this thing rolling. So that's what be on the lookout for that, man. That's what we're doing, man. Shut up and down, man. So shout out to the Tay. Shout out to the squad, man. That's what we do, man. Like I said, I got a lot of stuff going on, man. I appreciate the team. Appreciate everybody who's still down, still rock with me, still, you know, collecting and rocking what we do. So yeah, that's what it is, man. So definitely a shout out to everybody who's supporting OG Radio, supporting what we do, supporting the team. Like I said, the clothing line is coming in February. So as soon as y'all see the link, man, I'm posting it very, very soon. OG Radio presents Music for Love Volume 5 coming soon, February 14th. We doing the Great Unknowns mixtape coming in June. Yeah, man, we doing some big things, man. Like I said, we also, man, we filming stuff with the Parlay. Shout out to the Parlay and everybody over there doing their thing, doing their work over there as well, man. So, shout out to Poetic High, shout out to E. Reed and the review, Binge Review Show, man. Shout out to Radio Real, shout out to my boy Ron B. We just doing work, man. Like I said, man, it's a lot of stuff that we got going on, a lot of stuff that we doing. We're going to keep y'all posted on that. That's what it is, man. Like I said, I appreciate everybody who tuned in tonight, supported OG Radio, man. Like I said, then dog my soul. Do what you love and love what you do, and the rest take care of yourself. I will highlight y'all next Friday. Monday, y'all tune in to Radio Real and the rest of the squad, man. So I'm going to get at y'all, man. Y'all be safe, man. Love.